Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler will join us here in a moment. Going to recap all those futures for us. It's coming up when we come back right after this.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures. Wow, ended up with a really nice day yesterday. In fact, looks like limit highs on a lot of those months.
That's right, Dave. We could call yesterday a fantastic day for the livestock complex. We saw live cattle, feeder cattle, lean hogs all have triple-digit gains. Several live cattle and feeder cattle contracts closed up their limit, which means that we have expanded limits today in the live cattle of $4.50, and the feeder cattle expanded to $6.75. Now, the big upside was mostly technically led. There was really no fundamental news out there that goes along with this big upside that took place in the market. We saw choice box beef down a nickel yesterday. Select boxes were up $1.52 on a total movement of 121 loads. Cattle kill 105,000 head yesterday. Cash feeder index was down 96 cents. And this afternoon is the monthly cattle on feed report. On the close yesterday, June cattle up $3 limit. May feeders up to $4.50 limit. And June lean hogs up $2.37.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business. And OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures. Well, you know what? The wheat and soybeans had a pretty nice day, mostly higher yesterday. Corn still struggling a little bit.
Yes, we did see yesterday the majority of the session, Dave, wheat, corn, and soybeans did trade positive. But as Dave indicated, the corn sold off late in the session to close on a negative note. It was another session that lacked any type of fresh news. The funds yesterday were covering short positions that gave us most of our upside. And some of this was positioning in front of this after, I should say, in front of today's option expiration of the May options in our grain and soy complex. The weekly export sales continue to show that the new crop exports are trailing the pace of a year ago. Now, trading overnight was mixed, is currently on the lower side, and we're looking at July Casey wheat now a penny and a half lower, July corn down a penny and three quarters, July soybeans trading 3 cents lower, July cotton is 21 points higher, June crude oil down 22 cents, the June dollar index is trading 10 cents lower this morning, and June Dow Jones futures up 11 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and you have a great weekend. We'll visit with you again on Monday. Look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.